when we went to have dinner with them, Dr. Vicky and I, we immediately knew, bada bing, bada bang, we're going to have grilled salmon, grilled vegetables. What are your sides? You want French fries, potatoes, bread? No, no. What do you have? And we saw the crispy Brussels sprouts, the broccoli. We saw the asparagus. We'll take those. Okay, do you want the bread or do you want anything on the side? You know, no, that's pretty good. Anyway, we had it down within probably 5 minutes of ordering. We had to sit there for probably over 10 minutes, maybe longer, for our friends who are dear and kind people to figure out what were they going to choose from the menu. They just didn't know. Did they want this? Did they want that? Were they too full from the lunch? Were they wanted something sweet? Did they want something? It was like painful to watch. And that's because their brain wasn't trained to tell them, you need protein and you need non-starchy carbohydrates. Leave the starch off. You can't eat any more starch. And don't order anything with sugar in it. And nothing to do with cow dairy. I mean, that narrows it down. You know exactly what you want. Oh, I can take the chicken. Don't put the bread on it. Don't put the cream sauce on it. Do the blackened salmon. Do the grilled this. Do the grilled that. You know, I'll take extra salad, but not with the, you know, the sugar dressing and all that stuff. They didn't have command over their own lives, and they struggled with every meal we watched them. And consequently, how they were eating, especially when they wake up, our dear friend, when we woke up, we were spending the night with them. They were gracious enough to give us two bedrooms in their home. We woke up, and immediately we had gone to Trader Joe's. We had fruit ready. We had our coffee that we made in our French press. We heated up the milk. They actually had cinnamon and cayenne pepper there. We brought to the branched chain amino acids that go into our coffee. I had that in a Ziploc bag, and you know, and we were noshing on these beautiful blueberries and strawberries and Fuji apples. And we asked her, "Would you like some of this fruit?" You know, Dr. Vicky was noshing on a very crispy, juicy Fuji apple, and she goes, "Oh, no, I couldn't eat anything hard like that in the morning. An apple. An apple? You can't eat something like that in the morning? Oh, no, I could. Well, you could cut it up, and it wouldn't be so hard." "Yeah, but I just can't see eating fruit in the morning." I said, "Well, what about blueberries and strawberries?" "Oh, no, I don't like the seeds, and we can't have seeds." And I said, "There's very little seeds in there." And so I said, "Well, that's okay. You know, what did you eat for breakfast?" "Oh, I had some bread and leftover turkey from the night before. Usually I have a cup of coffee and I make oatmeal cookies and I have a couple of cookies for breakfast." Honest to God, you guys, I'm sharing with you the difference between night and day. When people are suffering, they're over 100 pounds overweight, they can barely walk, they're waddling. When we had to sit down for dinner, they had to push the table away so that their bellies could get in. When they, during the day, they were tired. When the husband would come home, he was exhausted. And the aches and the pains and the fact that this really nice man cannot bend over to tie his shoes anymore. It was so awful to watch that we were compelled to say, "Look, allow us to help you to change your life overnight." And the husband was listening, and we're kind of excited, thinking this is a man that when he makes up his mind, he does it, and he now knows he has to do it because his company that he works for is changing the price of their insurance, the employees, based on their health. You know, when you have a good driving record, you start to get cheaper and cheaper premiums for your car insurance. wrote a book called The Cost of Being Sick over 15 years ago, stated this, that this was the day that was coming, that eventually they're going to evaluate your health and determine how much your premiums should be, especially for companies that have to pay the money for the insurance of their employees. And the day is now. So he now believes that he has to do something about his health because now he's going to be charged more. Plus, he's in pain and uncomfortable, and they're both on CPACs. So all of you on the call and all of you listening, we both honor you tremendously. We respect you, we admire you, and we honor you for choosing life, choosing to live lean and healthy, to get rid of your fat once and for good, and also for all of you that have tried plan after plan, program after program, diet after diet. You literally looked at this and decided to jump in to do something that made sense. Feed your body how God made the body. This is based on biochemistry and physiology. And we realize that a lot of you do not understand biochemistry and physiology. But this lifestyle was put together based on all of that. And you don't have to learn about biochemistry and physiology. We've done it all for you. And unfortunately, these people have been told so many wrong things by their doctors and friends that it has harmed them tremendously. And they're still in the dark as to why they can barely walk, barely sit, barely sleep without a CPAC and be without pain and have to take at least 4 different kinds of medications. So he's a man that has shown us when he wants to quit something, he quits it. Like, I don't know, say for example, cigarettes, I think it was. In one day, that was it. He was on pain pills from something in his back that was so bad, he was taking a lot of the pain pills, and it was an opioid. He decided, this can't be good for me. And he went off cold turkey. That was it, nonstop. He just said, nope, he gave it up. And we were in shock. We thought, wow, that's an amazing mindset. So we told him, if you have the mindset that you know something is bad for you, and you make the choice to change it, to eat and do what's good for you, then man, do we have a lifestyle for you. So we're going to stay in touch. And he says, I really want to do it. And we said, you got to get your wife to do it with you as well. And we're very hopeful. We'll keep you guys up to date because they're very nice and important people to us. I'm just telling you that you people on this call are amazing. You're highly have a desire to want to live lean and healthy, and you're not afraid to want to learn more about what you have to do to be healthy, and that makes you guys so special, and that's the culture of caring that we have in Flush Your Fat for Good. Our Facebook page is private with the most incredible people that have created the culture of caring. And we see it every single day with you guys when you post, with the people that reply to the posts, and the people that are there, our coaches there to help you, that if you have a question, it's because you want to know. You're on the journey of wanting to know how to live long in happiness and peace and prosperity. And that's what our lifestyle is all about.